I'm sorry. Is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now?
I will consult the bones.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure.
It's time for the Comedy Bone Podcast, stand-up comedy radio with your host, Brian Monarch. Are you ready?
Oh, is ready.
There are 215 bones in the human body. That's one.
I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling where I'd do anything to bone her.
Yes. Bad to the bone. Bad. What's up, fellow comedians?
Howdy.
Ro.
What's up?
How you doing?
My earring was just messing with me, so.
It's because you put the headphone above it.
I can't even. Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We hear you.
Yeah. I'm comfortable. It's a comfortable couch.
Yeah. I'm going to go around and introduce everybody before we get started. Yeah. On the love seat right here, we have Reverend Mitch. Do you like being called Reverend? Or Rev?
Yeah, that's fine. Reverend's fine.
Reverend, fine. Okay. Wow. You can see his podcast. He has an awesome podcast that's been going on for over a year now at riffin.net.
Yes.
Yep. And I'm in episode 3. Don't miss that one. And
Drunken Night.
You do comedy all over LA. All the clubs. And he's a generally cool dude. Say hello to your fans, Rev.
Woo! Hello. Nice. Hello, yeah. Fans.
There we go. And then on the couch, Ro Della Grazie.
Yeah, that's me.
One of my favorite Italian comics.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Let's see what you got. You were on the Oxygen Network, Comcast TV, and you did a short called Cinderellis.
Yeah. It was like a New York version of Cinderella.
Oh,
I played a stepsister.
Oh.
It was not hard.
I would have cast you as Cinderella myself.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was a stepsister.
All right. And then we have, next to the stepsister, we have Jason Love. And Jason, you were on a bunch of stuff, man. You've been on, like, the Bob and Tom Show, Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central, HBO's Luck.
That's right. Got all the bags beneath my eyes. All those.
All the pressure that goes along with being on those shows.
Waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Christ, yeah.
That's cool.
How'd they go with Luck? How was that?
With Luck?
How'd that feel?
It wasn't very lucky.
No, that's what I'm wondering.
Oh, that's a show that got canceled because the horses,
it was the most awesome thing that never happened.
Yeah.
I saw like 3 or 4 episodes, and I just was going like, all right, I like the vibe.
Yeah.
I like all the actors, but like nothing actually happened yet. No, so I was like, I'm waiting.
The second season they had already finished, and they ended up not even airing it, but it was really building up. It was going to be an awesome show.
Because the horses died, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? Is that what happened?
You didn't know that, man?
No, I thought everybody had the same thought I had.
Three horses died.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah,
no offense.
We should probably let the host in on the conversation.
What was it? It was
one season series on HBO with it had Dustin Hoffman and Nick Nolte.
Oh, I remember they had commercials for that when I was watching like Entourage and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
And they had just gotten airborne, and they found out they had killed 3 horses.
Like, I mean, not kill. I mean they. They probably didn't murder them, but they died mysteriously.
So, boom, boom, boom. So the horses...
They ran into death is kind of what happened.
Yeah,
so
they probably, were, right?
Poor horses.
So they stopped the show.
Those horses have more credits than I do.
Can't you just go to a horse track and be like, those are the horses we're using this show?
Yeah, this
Who'd shit. Notice?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Yeah, PETA doesn't take kindly to
dead anything. No, you can't do that. I've actually done shows with all 3 of you guys.
Yeah.
Me and Jason just did a show together, Inventory. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. And me and Mitch did a show where they were throwing tomatoes at us.
Are you serious? Was that
rotten
part of
tomatoes,
the was that part of the thing where they gave the audience tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For breast cancer.
Yeah. One of my clients came out and bought all the big golden ones.
Yeah.
Wait.
I was nervous.
Fucking, I got whacked in the nose when I.
Yeah, you got. Did you not even tell a joke, right?
And then I was like holding all these.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, and you win this. This piggy bank,
and
you win a golden pineapple, and I'm holding all this stuff, and I'm like, and they put a tiara on me, and then everybody realized, I still have like 5 tomatoes.
And they threw them.
And one just went whack, like right the side of my nose, and I was like, and my eyes started to water up, and I was like, oh, God, this looks like I'm genuinely getting emotional about this moment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a show I'm glad I wasn't on.
Oh, my God.
It was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
She killed it.
So that's an interesting.
I was nervous.
It's an interesting concept. Tomatoes. I don't think I'm going to implement that at my show.
No, no, no. It's very nerve wracking.
Yeah,
it is. It's a little. Yeah, it's
Rick,
a little.
Rick yelled at the whole audience and said, "This is wrong."
I did a show where they handed out pineapples because it was for a cancer. People had cancer in the audience, so I'm glad they didn't throw that. That
would wait. Why would they give you a pineapple? Don't they need chemo?
Like they serve pineapple and water. That's all they get.
That's weird.
That's it. They don't get chemo.
Well, they get chemo. Sure.
You can pull the mic a little closer.
We're holding out on the chemo in lieu of the pineapple.
Chemo. What about no chemo?
What about your credits, Brian? Do you ever go over those, or you just always?
No, I never mention my credits.
Well, let's hear your credits.
Yeah,
what do you do?
Okay, I was on Solid Gold when I was in sixth grade.
Whoa!
I lip synced. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas to the Chipmunks. They picked two or three students from each classroom, and we got to just lip sync that. And they showed me for about 2 or 3 seconds.
Hey, buddy, I didn't know if we're doing those credits. I won the spelling bee champion. I was the spelling bee champion in sixth grade.
Was that on national TV like Solid Gold?
No, but I was in the local paper.
Oh, okay. Well, we can include that.
I was part of a conspiracy in seventh grade.
I have another credit.
I would have won the spelling bee for my, like, that would have gone on to the finals.
Yeah, that's what the runner up said at our place.
Well, they said the final word was core. And I said, do you mean Apple Corps or Marine Corps? But in the final round, they can't use it in a sentence. So they were like, we can't tell you. And I said, well, one is C-O-R-E. And they went, and I was like,
oh my
God, fucking. And the other one is C-O-R-P-S. And that didn't count.
You were
so
smarter
that's a conspiracy.
Than the people giving you the
test. Wait a second. First of all,
conspiracy,
that's wrong because who's going to think of Marine Corps? You should just go with Apple Corps.
It was seventh grade. I don't know.
He was
I'm just saying, when somebody says core, and you're like, well, it should probably, it's probably C-O-R-P-S, but what if?
What if?
Like, what if it was C-O-R-E? Trying to throw you.
I lost a spelling bee on the word lenient.
That's a hard one.
Not only that, but
L-E-N-E-I-N-T.
Yeah, but I thought.
But I mean, when you're in elementary school.
I was sixth grade, and afterward I cried, and I'm in the playground going, L-E-N-I-E-N-T, L-E-N-I-E-N-T. You got to appreciate the irony, though.
I get it. I get it. Lenient. They were not being lenient.
Yeah.
No.
Right. The awesome part about this podcast is I know we're not going to run out of things to say because I'm in the middle of my credits over here. I say middle, I mean exactly the middle because there's one more and it's just as pathetic as the first one.
Okay, sorry.
My second awesome credit is they were doing this question and answer with Kevin Smith after they did the Clerks screening down at they had like the 10-year release video DVD and they had a question and answer and you can see me in the audience for a second on that DVD when they're asking the questions.
There you go. All
these are Brian's credits.
Those are my credits. I'm going to add these to my website when we're done here.
Yeah.
Are those on IMDb? Can we look them up?
No, I don't. I didn't put them on. Okay. I don't think people.
Where would one actually find that screening?
Actually, I have. It's like a.
Is it on
if
the
you ever,
DVD?
Yeah, it says Clerks has a big X on it because it's the 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's
I wanted to get that one. I didn't
bother. You could borrow mine.
You would see Brian.
I'll just pick it up.
You won't recognize me.
If
you're
totally
looking
different?
And you're going in slow motion, you might recognize me. But anyways,
I have one
credits.
Of those kind of credits.
You got
too.
Credits.
I was in a magazine in New York, looking bored in the audience at an open mic.
Just have her say.
Did the byline say like? Audiences were bored. And you're like,
she nailed it. Yeah. Look at that. Natural.
Get us a show.
Alrighty then.
I was still
Brian, like, this is way off track. This is not what we planned.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was actually, like I told you earlier, I know you guys didn't seem very excited about it, but it's about to get really exciting. I want to know what you guys believe in. Okay? Like, for instance. I know you're a man
like
of very many thoughts, and I know you have your and I have a feeling that you just don't want to talk about it because
ahead. What are you going to say? I'm curious as fuck where this sentence is.
I feel like you might be like an atheist and like you're worried that it's going to be like I don't believe in anything.
No, I've just had a very rough week of
talking about what you believe in.
Yeah, like
who has a week like that?
It's very strange, I know. It's I was talking with my father and we used to do a podcast, he and I, where he'd call and I'd record our Skype conversations, and he doesn't know how podcasts work, so he's never heard any of them.
Mm-hmm.
He knew we were recording, he knew it was a podcast and everything. He's not like senile. But he has a tendency to like guilt trip me about not calling him not for a podcast. And I'm just like, whatever. we were talking about various things, and he's talking about sports, and I'm like, I don't fucking pay attention to sports. I don't care about sports.
I don't
sports.
Either. I don't get it. Unless, yeah. If I bet on it, I love it.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. But I just stopped. I was in every sport imaginable as a kid, but when he moved away, I just, you know, my mom was working three jobs. Like, who's going to take me to? So I just stopped playing sports, and I just fell off the radar.
Is that when you turned into a goth kid?
Yeah, when I was like 11, I was like, all right,
time to go to the dark side.
Imagine.
So what happened?
Very shortly thereafter.
After
no,
that,
and so,
after
but
that spelling bee.
My trivia, my sports trivia, because that was like my life as a child, is frozen in like 1989.
Like, you know, so everything like, from like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about 1989 baseball, fucking bring it on. But right. Like 1991, I'd be like, I don't... Is that a new guy? Like, I don't know anything
I'm
about
it. I'm the same
sports.
Way with rap music. Like, okay. After 1995, okay. Maybe, I was just like, this is getting really stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe who, some of it's good
do,
now.
How
but.
Do they stay angry is the question. I, you know, the rappers, you know...
They shouldn't be angry at anything.
Are they angry anymore? I felt like they were just... It's just a lot
so they go from anger to hoes. I think it's anger to hoes.
I don't know. I heard... Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I don't know. I just heard one the other day. It was a really successful rap guy. I'm like, what does he have left to be angry about? Like, yeah. My pool guy won't come on time.
Yeah. It's annoying.
So your dad was...
I do want to... We're going to get back to that because I have some thoughts on that.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. So he was like, what happened in 1989? And I was thinking, like, do I really? Like, and I was like, you left. And, like, mom wasn't going to take me to practice, so I just stopped playing sports. And he's like, oh, that's sad. And I was like, this is not a depressing conversation, whatever. So then at some point in the thing, he started talking about religion and blah, blah. And I was like, and I just gave my thoughts because he wanted to know what kind of atheist I was. So I was like, well, here's the best I can figure it based on science.
You brought it up on a podcast to him?
Just on the phone.
Just on the phone, okay.
And at the end of the conversation, he said something about how he wishes that I would, you know, give myself over to God or something.
Right.
And he said, but I'm not going to give up on you. And I said, you know, I really wish you just would just give up on me. And he said, you wish I'd give up on you? I said, yeah, I wish you'd give up on me. And I was going to say, my next words were going to be, in regards to religion. I didn't get to say those words because he hung up on me.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Which is like, we already have a weird relationship.
Obviously.
For him to hang up, he's never done that. And I was like, did I just break up with my dad? And I was like, I was really,
so
he, like,
shook
up about
it. Have you talked to him
it.
Since?
Yeah, I called him the next day. We had a normal conversation.
Okay.
I couldn't bring up that subject. I kept trying, and he'd immediately be like, so I'm watching this college game. And I'm just like, all right, are we just going to pretend that didn't happen? Or I don't know. I have no idea. So it's between that and me trying to explain that conversation to a religious friend of mine. And he got into the conversation. I was like, please, let's not. Can we leave me alone?
All right. So I'm going to shoot for tears today.
Sorry. Go ahead. I took up
the gauntlet. I don't want to do this podcast.
I'm already 90% of the podcast. So
I was crying.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was actually, it wasn't just about God. It was
no,
about,
I know.
I was going to, do you
I
like, believe, let's start with aliens.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens?
That's nice. That's a nice.
Well, that's
buffer.
I've always thought that was a weird question because it's like, do you believe there's a possibility that we're the only life? Is that what you're asking? Like, do you believe that there's life outside of our Earth?
I believe. I was just talking
or
to a friend
are
about
you
this.
Asking if I believe they've come here and like those aliens with the big black
that's
eyes.
That's pretty much. I don't know about the big black eyes, but do you think that there is another, you know, as intelligent as human beings elsewhere?
Absolutely.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
It'd be absurd otherwise, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
I
there are
too much stuff.
I mean, there are how many planets are there? Millions of planets, probably.
Oh
right?
My God,
trillions.
There's like there's galaxies.
Trillions.
I hope
trillions.
And pray that there are, just so that people like your dad could step down. You know, with
right,
the God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
the male God with the penis in the sky talk.
Right,
you know, except.
Right.
So that's I just
I always asked that question to him. Was like, did he do like a universal tour? Did he go around all the planets and go, I've got a son for you, and like.
Yeah, we've got
or did they figure it out the first time? How does that work?
We've got numerous gods on this planet.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have probably hundreds here, right?
Yeah, more than that, man.
It's crazy.
That's all I really want to do is live long enough to see another planet for myself. Like in my own eyes, walk like, on and be like, I'm on fucking Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could die. I mean, that's cool, but I just want to see it.
I always watch the UFO shows just hoping like there would be some compelling, irrefutable, and it just never quite gets there. And like, so it's really the same as Bigfoot.
I totally believe in aliens.
If there was a UFO show that was successful in convincing someone like us of that, it would be on the news, not the UFO show.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you though, I remember, you remember those tabloids like Worldwide News?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd be all over that
stuff. So I remember being, I was, I don't know, 10 or something, and I go, I saw someone said aliens are landing. I go, oh my God, aliens are coming. I go, you know what? I'm going to watch the news, and the news will tell me. Right, so I watched the news and wouldn't you know it, that the news story was about illegal aliens, and I thought for sure
really illegal aliens.
Like, I was like, oh, they're coming. Of course, nothing.
We're talking
happened,
to Brian, but... who's got the head of a slee stack up on his.
Yeah, I would like to thank you for even knowing that is a slee stack. That's awesome, right there. We'll get that in the show,
doesn't
right
it? Land of the Lost or something. Or yes,
Land of the Lost. I've never seen it.
I know the term.
I saw that on TV Land, I think.
Yeah, I used to watch Croft Superstars. Well, that was the new version. That was the remake.
Land of the Lost.
So everyone believes that there are aliens out there. How many people believe that they've been to Earth?
I think that they've stopped by.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think
We've been around or just in general?
Curiosity. Ever.
Well, yeah, like the pyramids and stuff are weird, right? I mean, there's like a lot of weird.
Well, no, that's actually that's one of those things that like there's so many of these weird myths that we have from like when we were 5 years old and in kindergarten and such, where the teacher goes, nobody knows this, and you just stick with that and you don't bother. Like the other one about like we only use a third of our brain, which is like absolutely not true, but we keep repeating it, and like a
so
cursory Googling would tell you no. Pyramids were made very simply by. Building by mixing it as you're building it. That's Well, I mean, it still takes forever.
But it's not like they had
forever.
Twitter and all that to do during the day. So what are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to build a pyramid.
The idea that like they were pushing, you know, 18 ton rocks,
but that's not the
and then carving them. That's not true.
They
that's
got strong Jews to pull them and push them and mix them.
But there's more to that. Like
back when they had strong Jews.
The pyramids line up toward the North Star, and there's math involved. There's astrology involved. Sure. There's a lot of really sophisticated
things. Without light pollution, you could see a lot of crazy shit up there.
Yeah.
If you ever go camping or Nebraska.
I think that they stop by because, look, if you have a car, let's say, that could drive you someplace, you're going to be like, I'm going to stop by that big, crazy-looking cross. Like when you're driving cross country, that's what it's like. Hey,
the biggest ball.
Look at that planet. Let's stop by. Oh, they're rude. Let's go.
Well, that seems like good logic. I guess they have been here.
Some people,
if
think
they can, why wouldn't they?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they can though. That's another thing. If they're at the same level we're at, they definitely can.
No, I think they might be a little more advanced.
It's possible.
There's got to be somewhere. There's got to be one that is.
Yeah, I mean, it would be bad. Not...
I guess it would be kind of sad if we were like the top of the food chain of the entire universe.
It's the line from Contact where the little girl goes, "Do you think there's other life in space?" And he goes, "Well, if there's not, it sure isn't a waste of space. You know, immense waste of space."
Yeah.
Carl Sagan.
We're very small compared to other stuff.
Well, no, Carl Sagan wrote that.
Oh, did he?
That was his movie, kind of.
You were talking.
I watched that movie when I was on acid. Once,
I never saw it,
and I was fucking the fuck away.
Yeah, just take a hit of acid. You'll know there's other life forms out there.
You were talking
very
about
transcendental.
You were talking about how teachers like embed things in your head and you believe it. Like I remember when I was in class, they're like, "Yes, man could not have made Stonehenge." Like it was just like,
yeah, that's another one that like they've debunked. You could look it up. I don't know the story.
But I wonder how many of these things that couldn't be made man-made were just accidents. You know, and like, oh, look at that. That looks like something cool. We're going to call it the Stonehenge. I mean, how many times have you dropped something like, oh, it looks so pretty shattered?
Hey, Archimedes, come here. I noticed that your pyramid traces the North Star. Lucky.
Whoa.
Let's make some drawings to commemorate this hilarious joke.
You're good. No. We don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I mean, it could have just been like, hey, you fucked up that thing. Well, you know what? Don't tell anybody. Let's just call it.
Originally, it was going to be a skyscraper, and they just ran out of bricks.
You're like,
fuck it. Let's just.
I told you to order more.
You guys checking his blueprints. God damn it.
I was on a date with a girl recently who was talking about she had a friend who was convinced she'd been abducted by aliens and all this. And I've done I've done some research on alien abduction theories and things like this. And I was kind of fascinated by it. And I was like, why does she think and whatever? And she got to a point where she did one of those things where somebody gives you let's suppose it's a fact. Somebody gives you a line of argument that there's just no way to refute because it's entirely, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's just impossible to debunk. Somebody,
so she says, well, she has things embedded in her leg that weren't put there by doctors.
What?
Which is already, I'm like, I need to, she goes, seriously, it's magnetic. You can hold a pen up to her leg and it'll stay.
Did
and
you I'm, do it?
I didn't meet the girl. I was on a date with her friend, you see.
Well, now you have to date
She's
her until you
She's talking about
meet
her friend.
Yeah, so no. she was talking about her friend, and I'm going like, I can't go, that's not true. What okay. do you What do you say? Say? So you have to be like, ah. So at no. some point, she started talking about ghosts, and I was like, well, that's just horseshit. And she goes, no. Look, aliens, I'm iffy, but ghosts are definitely real. And I was like, well, this is the end of this date.
That was a good segue because that's our next thing.
All right, yeah.
Okay, you sorry, have to sorry. Keep dating Wait, her we get to, Bigfoot to meet too? Her friend to Maybe. Put a pen up to her leg.
All right, I'll
You have to.
Yeah, and you
It's
have
been to... months now. It would be awkward to call her. Just, hey.
You could stick notes on her like the refrigerator, put the magnet there. And just, gotta get milk.
I want to get magnets cheese. Implanted for that reason.
Put the entire agenda of your date for that night.
Yeah. These It'll aliens, post it. They're so annoying. They leave things in your legs. I mean, really, get a probe at least.
A probe.
It's Wait, no, but it's more useful to have magnets than a probe, right?
But on your legs? What are you going to hang on your legs?
Well, if you needed like a... Oh, hold on, I have a pen. You know,
this is true.
If it's on your finger, you're using these. That's kind
true.
Of...
True, that is
know,
true.
She's probably not the only person on the entire planet that has these magnets in her legs, and if she ever needs to do like a potato sack race or something,
oh, that's
she could find
handy.
The other one, and you're just right
it's
on there.
Very
stuck.
Handy.
Yeah.
She could the be three the potato race. Sack champion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or true. The... what is it when you tie your legs together and
that's
run?
Yeah, the three-legged race.
Okay. Yeah, three-legged race. I knew it was one of those fun games.
Get that in the Olympics.
So I know Mitch doesn't believe in the ghosts from that last little story.
Sorry.
Have you had any encounters with ghosts, Roel? I think if anyone here has, it would be you for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in ghosts, but I also have some weird freak... I used to hang out with some weird freaky people. So I was just saying, when we were up in the Ventura thing, I was talking to... I'm blanking.
Karen Montowski.
Yes, Karen. I was saying that we used to mess around with Ouija boards all the time.
I have some funny Ouija board stories.
Yeah, everybody has a funny one, but I was saying that we went to this burnt down hotel and there was this weird guy there. It was creepy. It was really creepy. But I believe some people are left around. Oh, and on the Queen Mary, it was weird. It was creepy.
Yeah, let's be fair. You could play jacks in a burnt down
Halloween
hotel
season?
With a creepy guy and it would still be like.
That's true. He was in a raincoat, though. It was weird. I don't know. I believe in all that stuff just because I'm like, why not? I don't know. I'm not really, like, I'm not like, oh.
But you haven't encountered a ghost. You haven't seen anything.
Have I ever seen anything? Let me think. I don't know. I feel like I have.
I was sitting on the couch or on the bed, and I felt, I had my eyes closed. Okay, I meditate. All right, I'll say it. I meditate.
I meditate.
So I'm meditating.
I don't know why you look at me like I'm going to attack you.
It's just like, I don't believe
Everyone
ghosts or meditation.
Just get off my case, all you.
How often do you meditate?
Every single day.
Yes,
how long do you meditate every single day?
30 minutes to an hour.
Jesus.
That's, you haven't missed a day in how long?
In 11 years.
11 years, you've meditated for at least a half hour
every
day.
I've had to do it sitting in bathtubs. I've had to do it at 3 in the morning. I've had every conceivable scenario. But that's not the point of the story. Point of the story is that I was sitting on the bed and she sits next to me a lot of the time when I'm meditating, and I felt her get down next to me and I assumed she was there, and I opened my eyes and she wasn't there. Like, I felt the depression on the bed, and then all the fucking hairs stood up and like electrically. Don't know what it was. I don't know if that's a ghost or an energy or a presence. I didn't see anything, but I felt, you can feel when somebody walks past you. I felt that.
I have a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
Tempur-Pedic.
Where the foam impression of the ghost is there. See, take a picture. God,
if her sleep number was a little bit lower.
Also, if you have a Tempur-Pedic bed, you won't feel it. It won't scare you next time.
So you could bounce a bowling ball.
Yeah, you
could
have a glass of wine next to you.
So you could just have ghosts jumping around you. You won't even know. I don't know. I think you should know about it.
How many people get their Tempur-Pedic home and set a glass of wine on it?
And a bowling ball.
Yeah. And go, like, let's try this.
It happens, naturally.
I would imagine, right?
Yeah,
and they've
got to test these
now
things
there's
out.
Stains on our Tempur-Pedic.
But what if the glass of wine drops and then you're going to have a messy bed? I mean, you can't get wine out of a Tempur-Pedic.
I guess
they should give you your money back
glass.
if it doesn't pass the wine test.
That's true.
That's what the commercial shows.
I'm just glad that's what we got out of my ghost story, because I was really hoping for some
help. Well, look,
help.
I could tell you what happened, but it would ruin. I don't want to, I'm not here to ruin your day. But I could tell you what happened.
Okay,
I'd like to know your theory.
It's scientifically. It's the same reason why you'll be for sure that you're getting a phone call. This happens all the time today, where you're for sure you're getting a phone call because you feel your leg vibrating and your phone's like on the table.
Mm-hmm. I always feel my leg vibrating.
Yeah, you're used to feeling that sensation.
It's true, actually.
Your brain will fuck with you. Your brain is the only part of your body that named itself. So your brain. The being that it's such an asshole, it's it controls everything that goes on in your whole, and there's no way to tell it's wrong. So it'll come up with shit. It's like, this is usually the time that she would sit down. And your brain will go through all the motions, even if it hasn't happened. And can make you feel shit and think stuff. And I'm trying to think of another example of this. But the cell phone one's a very common. That's what everybody can relate to. But
I can relate to that one.
There's a term for it. I don't know. But that's what happened.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have a scientific ex. That's not the Mike's Lemonade talking, right?
No, no, no.
That's science.
Half of a Mike's Lemonade would not.
Okay.
No, I mean, you could look it up. It's a weird fucked up thing where your brain will
make expectations come true.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same kind of thing. If you could keep your eyes completely still and stare at a point on the wall, everything around you will disappear because your brain's like, well, that's not important.
Yeah.
And then somebody could be standing right there and you wouldn't see them.
Mitch Jabroni, making people lose faith since 1975.
I'm sorry.
Debbie Downer.
It's like, I know it's way more exciting. It's way more exciting to
Jason
not think
had a
that.
Lovely
That's why I was
story.
Like, I wasn't going to do
it
that.
I'm sorry.
So have you had anything happen in your life where you're like, wait a minute, now that was weird. I don't know how
Absolutely.
To explain that one.
Absolutely.
Like what?
I'm not saying everything's explainable. Yeah. Well, when I lived in Seattle, I lived in the only gray house
right.
on a pastel neighborhood. And I lived.
Does that surprise
that
you?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, not like as a kid, like as an
and
adult.
And there was a rain cloud over that house, and that was it.
He's like, of course,
right?
He's like, of course. I forgot to mention, I painted it that color.
It was. I wasn't
the
even
gray
there.
One.
I wasn't there when they picked it up.
The
I was
grass would not grow.
Do you want the blue, the peach, the green? Give me the gray one.
There was a dead cat on the porch. I knew it was mine.
This is all like a setup for the next factoid. As I also lived in the attic.
Whose house was it?
These people I
were
lived with.
Were there flowers in that attic?
Just me. I was the flower. I was the
That's
flower.
That's where black roses are made. So what happened?
Well,
did
I
did a
was,
ghost touch
it
you?
It had like these.
Now we've gotten to the bottom of it.
Ghost straight up jacked me off. I was like,
no, don't touch me.
I was like, where do I put the tip? Do I tip for this service or do I just hope?
Mitch is like, scientifically, that had to just be a wet dream.
Yeah. We can talk about wet dreams. So the ceiling of the room was like cut off halfway. It was slanted. So I could only walk about 3 feet into the room before I had to like turn into a hunchback.
Right.
I didn't live in that room very long, like 6 months.
Did you have a bell you could ring?
Yeah, right? I'm awake! Bring me my food! The thing in the attic is awakening!
The Hunchback of Seattle is up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I had no door to my room, but I had a door to my fucking expansive closet that also had the ceiling would just start drooping
right,
down.
Right, right, right.
So it was just blackness in there. And I remember thinking of that line from Goonies where it was like, God put that rock there for a reason.
Yeah.
You shouldn't move
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I really want a door on my bedroom. But I don't need one on the closet. But I also don't like this big black area of the closet that has no light. It was just scary as fuck. And there was no doorknobs. I put duct tape over where the doorknob hole would be. And I had a latch that I put up. And many, many times in the
what
middle of the night.
What was your rent like in this place?
Well, that's a long story.
That's
I don't want to go into all this.
Feng shui disaster.
The point is, yeah, no. It was an everything
I don't want to go into that.
So every once in a while, the latch would, like, in the middle of the night, jump out of the loop. And the door would slam against the wall and then close again in the latch. And I was just like, some fucking weird wind in Seattle.
Yeah.
That's about the way. I mean, look, I have no idea.
Oh, wait a second.
All I'm saying
unlatching
is
unlatching
like,
wind. Yeah. I don't buy it.
Unlatching wind in
it's weird.
In the gray house
I'm
of the attic.
I'm not saying there's an explanation. I'm just saying that, like,
sounds like you had a boogeyman.
You lived in the Winchester
I feel like,
house.
I guess my only issue when it comes to like beliefs and stuff like that is like it's fine to go, I don't really know. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Where I get upset is the, well, I don't know. So here's a harebrained theory. And I'll be offended if you don't come along with me on that ride. That's where I get offended.
I'm in the same boat. I'm not atheist. I'm agnostic, I would say. Jewish by tradition. But I'm
which is like already agnostic. Which is like already very close to agnostic.
Yeah, I have no idea what's out there. I don't know if there's a higher power. But when it comes to like things like that, I'm like, I want proof.
Right.
I need proof. I'm not going to be like
show yourself.
Ro is like, well, I figure you can believe or you can't believe, so I'm going to believe.
Yeah,
like,
I believe
right. it. Yeah, it's fine.
I think weird shit happens.
It does happen.
And I think that there's a bunch of shit in the air.
Have you ever experienced anything like supernatural or just stories?
Right. I don't know. Like,
I remember your friend Gail was talking about the Comedy Store one time. How she was.
Well, I don't know. Here's the thing.
Around.
Maybe it's like, yeah, you hear a lot of stuff. I've heard a lot of stuff about, but you just feel like this is creepy. I think somebody's died here. You know, like I've been in, but it wasn't just that. It's like I've been in different. Also, I used to hang out with some fucked up people. So, basically,
why did you hang out with fucked up people and who were they? What did they do that made them fucked up?
Oh, they were just always on drugs. I mean, and I just would be like, let's go along for the ride. So that meant we ended up tripping on acid, driving to, you know, someplace in Long Island.
So you were one of the people on drugs. You were just hanging out with them. You were one of them.
Yeah, but I do it. But once they got
other
coke.
People like me.
Yeah, well, they started doing coke, and I'm like, that is too expensive.
That's where I draw the line.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
I'm not doing coke because it's too expensive.
Yeah, I was like, wait, how much do you want? Excuse me. No. Yeah. Right. I'm done with this. Thank you.
Right. Acid will make you spoiled for drugs because it's like $5 in 10 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're like, here's coke. It's $50 in the last 10 minutes.
No,
like,
no.
I'm having a hard time.
Absolutely not. Yeah. That's
I've
what
never
it was,
done either of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, acid's I don't suggest it.
Then you're not
it,
qualified to talk about ghosts, Brian.
Yeah, exactly. When you trip on some
the
acid, you see some shit.
So check this out. Sorry to merge in. I did I was an extra for this thing they were filming at the Dianetics Castle, which is out by Hemet.
Creepy. And that's the Scientologist,
right? It's the Scientologist, yeah. And they own, I thought it was a golf course at first. It's their property, and it's a castle, literally a castle. And I walked in.
I used to live next to the Scientology Celebrity Center,
I know. You know,
yeah.
And you
that's
walk
not
in,
that one. Is that the one you're
talking about? It's out by Hemet. It's their, whatever.
No,
it's
not the same one. Sorry,
Sand something.
They also have that castle.
San Jacinto.
That's what I was thinking.
So I walk in, and there are actors asleep on the couches. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck have I walked into?
They like famous actors
drink
like John Travolta and Tom Cruise?
Other no-name actors like myself.
Oh, okay.
They were on luck and it got canceled. And so
they all ended up at the Scientology.
Dead horses.
Is that where I can find Dustin Hoffman?
That's where he is. That's where all the dead horses are. The dead horses ghosts.
God damn it.
So we walk in and there is a full-time production house where all day, every day, Monday through Friday, they film shit to promote Scientology here.
And all the countries
are on the wall where they are going out. And a director and we're talking like 15 people on the crew.
A whole propaganda team.
It's a whole full-time propaganda thing. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about religion and organized religion.
That's creepy.
It got creepy for me.
That's creepy.
When I lived next to the Scientology Celebrity Center on Bronson.
Yeah.
It was the first apartment I had in Hollywood. And we were the only complex left they hadn't bought.
Yeah.
And they did eventually buy us. But I remember the amount of time, like every time they had an event, they would send people to like knock on my door every day of the week and be like, you sure you don't want to come? It's going to be really, really fucking loud. Now, won't be comfortable in your home.
Do you ever go door to door trying to convince people to give up their beliefs and become atheistic?
Hey, shit. That's all horseshit on the wall there.
Here's get a pamphlet.
No. They were basically religion. Like, because my apartment, like my bedroom window, saw the top levels of that. So I was worried that Tom Cruise watched me sleep. But when he gave his famous speech, that fucking crazy ass speech, I could see him give that speech from my bed.
Yeah.
I was looking at the back of his head. But, so, like, they really didn't want me there.
Yeah.
It's like, what if I had a, you know, gun? Or, you know, whatever. Because, like, it wouldn't be illegal for me to have a gun in my home. It would be illegal to shoot one from, but they couldn't put security inside of my apartment. So, like, they clearly wanted us
Mitch
gone.
Just thought this through.
But the crazy shit that I saw, they bought the complex across the street, and they moved all the personal effects and all the people, like their recruits, into all these rooms. And they put all their personal effects down into the parking garage. And every weekend, they'd have a garage sale and sell off their shit. And after a while, you'd see every single room get remade to look exactly the same, white curtains and white walls and one bed and then a coffee table and a desk. And you'd see them single file every morning, go over to the Scientology Celebrity Center, and then around 6 or 7 at night, they'd single file right back into their dorms. And you'd see interventions and shit. You'd see people go in there, like three guys in suits, hold a girl down to a bed and scream at her, and then leave her tied up, and then leave and come back a few hours later, untie her, and then they'd leave.
What?
Crazy shit.
Modern day cults.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah.
Crazy,
it's
insane. Dude.
That
I can't believe
crazy.
All that.
That is crazy.
Now, if back then it was so easy to just record it and hit a button to upload it to YouTube, I mean, everybody'd know. But at the time, I was just like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Where's my camera? And then couldn't get it in time to, like, get the framing right. It was very quick. It would be like a 30-second thing before they close the curtain.
Tom Cruise would come into your house on a rope and just hover around.
Mission Impossible style.
Everything would disappear. I don't want to chance it.
What about vampires? You guys believe in vampires?
No.
Yeah. I think Abraham Lincoln was a vampire.
Really?
I think he killed vampires.
Oh, was he the killer?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't see the movie.
God, thanks for ruining it, guys.
God, again.
I'm just going to go see it.
No good. I thought I had a good joke.
I'm sorry.
Something I
just got it. Damn it.
Okay, so nobody
it wasn't very good joke.
Sorry.
Nobody in this room officially has any alien or ghost stories from their own.
You know, I thought I saw a UFO one.
It was dispelled by Mitch, probably. Yeah.
You know what? Look, I would tell you that I thought I saw thought I saw a UFO, but then Mitch is going to tell me it was a blimp.
I can't tell you what you saw.
It was a weather balloon.
I can give you an explanation when you said I have no explanation. I gave you an explanation.
A possibility.
I'm not saying the explanation.
Yes. And here's
an explanation.
Here's another one.
Just in case everybody at home is like, that Mitch guy's a real asshole, telling everybody that their beliefs are wrong.
Did you guys ever do the Hollywood hotel room with Bill Devlin, that kind of in the cellar thing? Did you ever do that?
Yeah, it used to be the,
The Ramon or the...
Yes, the Ramon.
What was it, like a haunted house
Ramon
that you paid for?
It was in a hotel that has weird shit.
It's on Vermont or something? Yeah. Is it on Vermont?
Like, it's known for being like just a haunted place. And I went in there going, give me a break. I had total that attitude. And then I went around the corner to get quiet. Everyone's talking and stuff. I went to put my set list together. And I opened this door, and it was that same feeling, all electricity and all that creepy. And I came back in, like, scared for no reason. I didn't see anything, but I felt something.
Yeah.
Felt something creepy.
Yeah.
You should have meditated in that room.
See what happens.
The place to do it.
Do you guys believe in cats with faces pushed in? Because I do.
They're adorable.
So cute. Sorry.
That's okay.
When I was a kid, my father had a few of these, like, old folk, because he's from New Orleans, where, you know, it's like voodoo and
the shadow
stuff like
man,
that. You know what I mean? And he's got, old school Italian family and stuff, much like yours. And so he had all these, like, folklore ghost story kind of things he would tell me.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like, fucked me up for life, because I still will, like, make up things in my head that are happening. When I go to put my key in the door, immediately I'm like, there's, like, 10 people chasing me. And I, like, try to time how quickly. He had one when I was a kid that he used to tell me about that was local to New Orleans. So I guess I was in Phoenix, but I still worried about it, where it was like, if you're walking down the street at night and you're all alone and you suddenly hear a second set of footsteps, it's this, he had a name for it. Everything had a fucking name. And it was like, if you turn around, you die. If you just keep walking, it will stay exactly 10 feet behind you.
It's like Compton.
Like, even if you run, it's 10 feet behind you.
I used to have this weird thing in my mind. And this was not, you know, how, like, kids will get things in their mind implanted by adults or TV or whatever.
Sure.
This was implanted in my mind by myself. For some reason, I thought in my mind that there was three monsters behind me, and they slowly come towards you, and when they reach you, you die. And if you do it, if you turn, this is, I was very young, so this doesn't make any sense. But if you turn around like this and you pretend that you look at them, they'll disappear for another 100 years, and they'll take another 100 years to get to you. So I would be like, I created this in my mind.
So that it'd be very easy to defeat them.
Just
do that once. And you got to do is
think about it every century or so, and you're fine.
Those aren't very...
In 100 years, you'll find out whether or not it was true.
They're like, Brian, we're back.
Well, I still...
That was some bullshit.
I still do it, so I'll never die. It's like, I keep... Every once in a while.
Maybe
I just did it right now, actually.
Maybe like when you're in the theater and you're being too loud and someone kind of looks over their shoulder, maybe that's what they're trying to do.
I am cursed in movie theaters, and when you do that to somebody, they don't even acknowledge that you're looking at them. They're just like, I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, it's the half look, though. Just let you know they want to look, but they don't really have the guts to meet and make eye contact. Looking at their own.
I'm
shoulder.
Usually that dude that's actually just turning around.
Yeah,
I'm not usually the one talking.
That
do you talk in the movie theaters,
me.
Jason?
No, I'm quiet. Because
then, how do you know people are turning around to look at you?
No, I said if it were me, I would. Of course, it wouldn't be me.
Yeah, I hate when people
with
talk
my theater, with my etiquette.
Not.
No,
you might not want to drink that water anymore.
My cat does that too.
Yeah, ditto.
My cat does that too.
Do you feel like there's no problem just drinking it? Because I'll drink it anyway.
I drink it's fine. Where's that cat been? Come on.
Yeah. It hasn't been anywhere, but she has like this thing where her eyes and her nose leak constantly because of her sinus problems.
Whatever, she's got an inverted nose. Yeah. She's got a sinus problem.
I'm sure the people in this room where you've put your face before is not as bad.
That's probably
not
true.
As bad.
This is
definitely
the most adorable cat I've ever seen.
It really is.
I vote.
As a cat owner, I'm gonna say your cat is super freaking cute.
Yeah, she is cute.
I mean, this should be in commercials.
As a cat parent, I can't get on board with that out of respect for my cat.
I'm a cat parent,
but
too.
But it is a very adorable
Mine are adorable.
Cat.
Mine are so cute. I Twitter them every day, but this one...
This cat just wants to be loved,
he's
too.
Special. Yeah, it's, he's special.
It's a she. They don't actually make... She's special. They don't make male calico Persians.
They don't make them.
They don't make them.
They discontinued that.
They don't come out.
Model. I have a calico and I have a long-haired cat. If you put them together, you'd have this cat.
I don't know about that.
I do like when she closes one eye and gets all piratey.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, ah.
But my calico opens cabinets.
This cat can open my door if it's already open. Wow. My bedroom door, but yeah.
Like shove it with her head?
Yeah, she'll hit it with her paw and then just sneak through.
She unlatches the hook and then closes.
No, she's
it.
Not that. That's not happening.
Damn it! You know, like, I was going to say, like, when I was in Seattle, like, a lot of crazy shit happened in that room that used to freak me out. And I have a weird sort of thing. Like, if I think about unexplained scary shit like that for too long, my eyes will uncontrollably water. So I'm not telling any such stories today because I don't want to deal with
cry.
That.
Cry.
I don't believe you.
He sings
his I swear to God. If I were just to go into him, then my eyes would water uncontrollably and I'd be wildly
You could call it crying, Mitch. We won't judge
right.
you.
Maybe
because yeah, no, it's like, you know when you cry, like your face will get red.
And you don't have a God.
And you do it like this kind of thing. It's not like that. It's like I'm talking exactly like I am now. Just my eyes are going like, hey, we're going to fucking start the waterworks for no reason.
All right, so let me get this straight.
You cry because of Jesus. You don't believe in Jesus.
That might be it.
Something happened.
Crying for Jesus.
Something happened in the gray house in the attic in Seattle.
Sounds
that
like
if
a
you
riddle.
Were that if you were to talk about would get you very emotional right now.
No, it's not even
you
emotional.
You were touched.
It's
by
a
ghost.
Weird. I mean, maybe it is. I guess it has to be emotional, but it's
it is
like
emotional.
I don't. It's it like I all it is just that I get a little bit cold and my eyes will start watering. It's just how it is.
You were molested
it's,
in the attic.
That's been
by
that
a ghost.
Way for since it happened.
It's like Harry Potter. He's got the symbol
I'm serious. Like my friend, I have a friend in Phoenix who has made me tell the story.
Can we make you tell the story?
No, like at you know small
He'll
parties,
cry.
I'll do it.
He'll
small cry. Parties, you'll do it, but you won't do it in Comedy Bone Podcast.
All right, I'll see if I can do it. It's been a while since I told the story, so right. I don't know if it'll necessarily work. All right, so I'll see what I can do. Okay, so that latch thing I told you about that
yes.
would happen a lot now. Living in Phoenix that I did as a kid, we, you know, like you watch those horror movies and you'd hear like, woo, and yeah. the parents would be like, it's just the wind. And I was always like, the wind doesn't fucking sound like that. Went to Seattle. The wind sounds like that.
Yeah.
The wind very much sounds like that when you live in an attic and you have shutters that fucking
I've heard
clang,
the wind,
clang.
I've heard the wind do things yeah, like that actually at my old house.
It totally sounded like that. It was totally like, woo. And I was just like, this is fucking cheese ball. But I'd never seen it before. I couldn't get the windows to just not move.
Right.
Like, it was impossible. We lived next to the freeway. So, yeah, there's a lot of wind. I couldn't get the damn things to close. That, to me, is the door thing. And so between the blackness of night that was my closet, living in a all-wooden attic...
In a gray house.
In a gray house.
With a dark cloud.
Gray and black.
A rainy
you know, like
cloud.
The window trims were black, and the house itself was like gray and falling apart.
Mitch, did
and
Santa Claus
had...
did Santa Claus visit your house?
He skipped it.
Oh.
Damn it!
He didn't even know. Didn't even need to know whether
Rub
it was
it
naughty
in,
or
why
not.
Why don't you, Jesus?
No Easter bunny for us.
I don't want to stop this story. I want to keep going, but I do have a question. Like, have you ever told this story on Riffin.net?
Uh-uh.
No, awesome. This no. is an exclusive.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
No, no. And I'm just gonna tell you right now, it's quite possible that it won't happen because it's been a while since I told this story. Between the clacking of the fucking door, and I've had since I was a kid, I've had this thing where every once in a while it happens, like maybe once a year, it'll feel like somebody grabs my legs and just pulls me really hard. You ever have that where you wake up and you feel like you've just been shifted 4 feet, but you haven't?
That
would be scary.
Okay. That would be a ghost.
Me.
Okay.
You're the guy trying to tell me there's no such thing as anything.
I'm just... I,
you're being pulled across
kid,
the fucking
floor.
As a kid, I thought
it was growing pains. I don't know. Because, like, in high school, I grew, like, a little over a foot in 3 years. So, like,
it's
I was pretty sure
pulling.
That could very well be
yeah.
What felt like the pulling. Anywho, so this was a night where I had... The fucking door was doing that a shitload. The fucking closet thing was just, and then we had rats in the wall. So this is just all the elements.
House.
This is all the elements of just like, I'm uncomfortable and I'm cold and it's been, in Seattle it rains for like 8 months. And so it'd been raining solid for fucking 3-4 months.
I hope the rent was like negative
$50
a month.
Yeah. Hadn't
they
seen
paid
the
you
outside.
To stay there.
Yeah, right?
Terrible.
It, again, I'll go into that. Okay. I don't want to go into that. It's just silly. It's just another thing. And so clacking windows, fucking door that would unlatch itself and fucking swing open no matter what I did. Ooh. That after a while, I was just like, fine, I'll just leave it open. But my view out my door from my bed was just stairs into darkness. That went, you know, and then curved around and then went all the way down to the first floor.
Dante's Inferno.
Fucking, yeah. So all I saw was just darkness and occasionally, you know, like the first step, maybe. And it was just darkness after that. You wouldn't see anything.
Did you have a lamp?
And, well, not when I'm sleeping. So I'm just sleeping and I'm staring and this door is like, latch, unlatch. Wow. And I'm like, and I'm looking out the window and the wind's making the fucking noise and the fucking closet's just being a closet and the fucking rats every once in a while went, and like slamming into the wall space between the walls, like right behind my head. And I was just like, I'm just wildly uncomfortable.
Right.
And I feel like I just started seeing things, just like something walk up the stairs and pull my door closed and then it would open and then it would just go away. But it wasn't like I actually saw that. I think I just started sort of imagining that I saw this. And I'm falling asleep, and I finally get to bed, and I'm woken up by one of those jolting things. Mm-hmm. But now, it's just quiet. There's no wind. There's no clacking. No door moving.
No excuses.
Nothing. The door is wide open. And the door is just wide open, and I'm thinking, like, I should really get up and just fucking latch that and put a fucking bunch of books in front of it or something like that. And I'm still convinced that I've made this up. Like, I'm still convinced this is just
what
because
happened?
I have an active imagination when I'm, like, kind of spooked out that I'm right. Like, what could make this scarier? So I was thinking that. And I heard, don't get up. And I was just like right next to my ear. Nothing around me. And I'm going, that's probably my next door, the next roommate's room. I was like, okay. I'm just not going to get up. And then I was like, no, that's just silly. That's ridiculous. I'm getting up. So I get up and I close the door and I put books in front of him. And then I laid down and I heard, and I just closed my eyes and I woke up and never said anything to my roommates. And then one night, my roommate, we were sitting down in the living room just before bed, and he goes, I had the weirdest thing the other night. Something whispered, can you help me?
Hmm.
And I was like, I'm moving out of the attic now. If anyone wants to swap with me, like, I'm cool. And that was that. So.
And you cried just like you said
little
you would.
A little bit. Not much. It's not as bad now. It's
Atheist ghost stories with Reverend Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch, there you go. So I'm convinced that's very much that I thought to myself, like, well, I could make this freakier. And or my fucking roommates, walls were paper thin. The walls that you would have in an attic are paper thin.
Yeah.
He could very well have just been fucking with me. It also could very well have been his girlfriend saying, don't get up, you know, like, I'm cold, it's the winter.
You know, I don't think so. I think it was some
You can think
spirit. I'm just
saying. Mitch, you're you're like, if Tim Burton and Jeff Goldblum had a baby, it would be you.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
It's a good thing. If you had a pet, it'd be Frankie Wiener.
No, you're very smart about it. You're very analytical. And at the same time, you've got this, you know, Tim Burton-y kind of...
Well, I like dark shit. I mean, like, yeah. I love dark and
I didn't
evil
want to
shit.
Say dark, but okay.
No,
if
I
you
do.
Embrace
like,
it,
you should
then,
see
yeah.
my apartment. It's like a lot of, like, skulls and things. My bedroom, I put those red rope lights up. That's, like, the only light in my room. I have blackout curtains. So it's like...
Are you trying to recreate the attic there?
Yeah. I dig, like, dark and evil atmospheres. I dig, like, devil stuff and all that. I've always been into that, so...
Plus, the chicks love it.
The chicks dig it. Chicks dig it.
You want to share blood?
Yeah. No, not so much.
Wait, like your friend has
I'm very paranoid
magnets
about all that.
In their leg? Come to my bedroom.
Yeah.
We darkness.
We went to the Halloween Fest or the Fright Fest at Magic Mountain. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah. I've been Queen Mary.
You would dig it. It would be like an orgy for you. People jump out randomly from and bang
shit. I've been to the one at Not Scary for him.
Yeah. We used to go there all the time. It got so ghetto, though.
I've held my record strong. 4 years. I've gone 4 different times in 4 different years, rather, and not once have I jumped.
Oh my god, I ran screaming.
I have not. I've not jumped. A and
perfect record for
I'll
that.
I'll tell you, people are like Ro, you never get scared. I'm like, I used to date crack dealers. Okay? You think a guy in a mask is gonna scare me? No, that looks like guys I've dated.
And at Knott's Berry Farm, it is real ghetto. When they jump out with a knife, you're like, wait, they hired you, right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, we used to go every year.
Ghetto vibe to that.
We used to go every year until it was like primarily cholos. Like, then we were like, okay, that's enough scary.
I've been to Knott's during the day. It should not be open during the day. It's faded and it's ghetto.
You do get the vibe that it's like just a bunch of drunk 20-year-olds running that place. Like
that's what it is, pretty much.
Yeah. Carnies. Yeah. You ever actually, when you watch,
they do those little stage shows, you watch them and you go, this material is not, I mean, not that I'm a censor, but this is not appropriate for children.
Yeah.
Either they're not going to get these jokes, or if they do, like, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
The jokes on, like, what? Like, where do they?
There was a weird one they had with, like, Freddy Krueger, and he made a number of finger fuck jokes while he was up there.
Jesus.
Well, like he didn't say, I'm going to finger fuck you, but he was like, come over here, and the girl was like, that's a bit sharp for me, and he's like, I'll be gentle with it.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she kind of does it. And I'm just going like.
Oh. I think the scary farm is 18 and up. Like once it's like
oh,
after 6 p.m.
Yeah, I don't think you bring kids.
Then show me some titties.
That's rated R, right?
Yeah, like, look, as soon as it's for adults, I want to see some titties. Yeah.
Naked zombie bitches.
Yeah. It's like I get upset. I go to fetish clubs and they have to put electric tape over nipples. And you're just like. I had to be 21 to get in here. I've seen a nipple. Let me see some nipple.
Why would they? Because they're serving liquor.
There's probably laws. Like if he was an undercover marshal and went in there and saw the nipple, they can be accountable if it's a law, which I'm sure it is, right?
No nipples.
Does a nipple hurt
people? You can't be all nude and serve liquor. You can't be all
nude. Yeah, you can't be all nude and serve, but you can be topless.
You can be topless and serve liquor.
It's just weird.
They have weird rules.
They're just trying to control the damage that nipples cause.
Across the
country.
Just if you want to see nipples, go to Hollywood. Hollywood on a Saturday night. Nipples are everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, tuck them in.
Okay, I held my pee through Mitch's story, but now I got to go. Okay,
go for it.
Now I'm afraid to go.
We only have like 10 minutes left anyway, so we'll just.
You can go, though.
Right, cool. Yeah, go for it.
How could this conversation possibly survive?
It's probably terribly boring.
We'll think of something to surprise you with when you return. We'll have something really juicy for you.
Oh, I did want to talk about that rap thing.
We're going to ask you about your childhood when you come back.
Brian, you don't have any kind of other than the Three Monsters thing?
I had a. One time I was taking a leave because I had a cold or something, and it said take one every 8 hours, but I didn't read the bottle, and I thought it was like Tylenol. You take two every 4 hours. So I was doing that for like 2 days.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
On a leave, it's one every 8 hours.
All right, okay.
But, you know, people still take more, but this was two every 4 hours.
I don't even do that. I take two like a day.
And I was in bed, and I had a smoke detector on the wall right there, like just like on the wall, and it had a little red light on it, like, you know, and I was just going to sleep, and I remember looking at it, and literally the thing turned into a little one-eyed monster. Like, it was like, obviously this is from the drugs. It's not like it happened.
Yeah.
But I was like looking at it, and I was like,
because he's never done acid. That's why.
I haven't done acid.
Yeah.
That was my acid. A leave overdose.
This is good.
So yeah, it turned into like a little, what else has happened? No, nothing. Yeah, that's why I don't believe
in
anything.
The thing is, like, in Phoenix, nothing. I was extremely like, it's all just whatever. And it wasn't until Seattle where just the overdose
of
imagery.
Lot of stuff
happened. I was like, I don't know how to do. You know, 90-year-old house.
What was the other questions you're going to ask us if we believe in? You had a bunch of them.
I have a funny Ouija board story.
Oh, okay.
Because you brought up Ouija boards earlier.
Yeah.
My friend John was so gullible that we decided to. Be the Ouija board. We would control the Ouija board. This was one of the first times
the skeptic in me has to point out that you always control the Ouija board. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we did, but this we were really controlling.
Right.
Are you moving?
But, I mean,
are you
always,
pushing it?
You're
are you pushing
really.
It? I'm not
okay,
pushing
no,
it.
My brother. The story started out with my brother doing that to me, and then I believed in the Ouija board. And then my friend Mark, who is an atheist skeptic, came up to my house, and he's like, I don't even know why I'm coming up here, but I go, just please come up here. It works. And he comes up and he's like, okay, how about me and you do it without your brother? Locked in his room. I go, okay. So the Ouija board didn't do shit.
Goddamn Ouija board.
So I go to my brother, I go, are you fucking with me? Is it like, he starts laughing. So we know my friend John was gullible as shit. So we go down to the house. We're like, John, you got to come over. And he goes, and we're driving down to Mark's house. And Mark goes, okay, John did a... a report on this guy named General it wasn't General Custer, it was General something. And I'm going to give you the encyclopedia, and you're going to read up on him. And he knows everything about him, and you're going to pretend you're him. And I'm like, okay. So I read up all about this general, how many captures he had, all these things. And he knew I wouldn't know any of this. So we go into Mark's room, and I'm doing it with John. And then he's like, who are we talking to? And he didn't believe it first, of course. And I go, general, whatever. And he's like, oh, my God. And it didn't even take any more than that. He goes, that's my eighth grade hero.
Shut up. Shut up.
That was the best part. He goes, that's my eighth grade hero. So he goes, so his skepticism is still there. He's like, how many kills did you have?
And you know.
I'm like, 58. That's it. Yeah. We had him locked. Yeah. You know, it's done.
I love it.
So we, for about a half hour, we were, of course, everyone we ran into on this Ouija board was famous. We ran into Hitler. We ran into Bonnie and Clyde. It was everybody that was
they got
dead.
Nothing better to do than hang out on Ouija boards. Yeah.
So if the last thing we did, we were talking to, I remember I went to the star. You know those pictures of a star?
Yeah.
I go to the star and he goes, star, what? And I spell pretty. And literally he goes like this. He goes, yes, it is a pretty star to the ghost.
Oh,
like this was the best
my God.
Thing ever. So then we...
How'd you not break? I was
so good.
Yeah.
So then we met Satan. That was the last person we met.
Oh, and Satan's the headliner.
We were going to see Jim Carrey at the Hollywood Improv. That's how long ago this was. I was like 22.
Okay.
And I spelt Satin instead of Satan, but he didn't notice. My friends point that out to me all the time. He's like, dude, you spelled Satin. I'm like, okay. So
he know how to spell the name that he didn't even invent?
Yeah, exactly. John goes, leaves the room for a second, and we go, when he comes back, let's tell him that Satan's going to kill him tonight. And they're like,
oh, of course.
So that's going
to
help.
So I go, me and Mark are just pretending to use it. And I go, John, when you were gone, Satan said he was going to kill somebody tonight. I go, we got to ask it who. He goes, who are you going to kill tonight? And we just go to the letter U and start circling it really fast. And we all run out of the room and John's like, ah! So we're driving to the improv.
Of course, because you got to go see stand-up comedy. Somebody's going to die tonight, but let's go get some comedy in.
I'm in the front seat. My friend Mark is driving. My friend Steve's in the back and John's right here. And he's just like in the car like this. Like literally, like how is it gonna happen? Like, is an axe gonna come out of the sky? Like he had no clue.
Is Jim Carrey gonna kill us?
I'm gonna kill at the improv. Oh my God!
I wasn't even doing comedy. So he goes. So finally, I can't do this anymore. I go, John, we were fucking with you. He's like, yeah, right. Like it took 15 minutes to convince him that it was fake.
Oh right, because now at this point he just thinks you're doing that so he won't freak out.
Right?
Anymore.
Yeah. So finally,
let your guard down.
I go, John, they told me I spelled Satan wrong when you left. Or Satan wrong when you left the room. You motherfuckers. It was so funny, though.
Today he's a Scientologist.
No, today he is a scientist.
Oh, is he?
And he awesome. Kills rats.
He's like super skeptical now. He's like, I believe nothing.
He does animal testing.
Did you ever see that movie, Ouija? It was like made in the 80s?
No.
Witchboard. I saw Witchboard.
Witchboard, I've heard of.
Maybe that's the one. Witchboard, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like they're having a... You know, cool adult swinging contemporary party, and the guy brings a Ouija board.
Yeah.
And they're like, I used to play with those when I was a kid. And he's like, this isn't a toy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if you guys aren't going to respect it, I'm bringing it home. And then they do the Ouija thing, and then somebody's like, let me borrow it. And he's like, never use the Ouija alone.
Yeah.
And it just becomes this thing where it's like dueling Ouija boards.
She jumps out of the window and lands on the spike.
And my friend John, who we fooled, he's like, the reason I believed was because my sister had a huge problem with the Ouija board. She actually threw it out in the trash, and the next day, it was in her closet again.
Isn't that in the movie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Parker Brothers produced that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Brought to you by Parker Brothers.
Well, now,
there's like there's a group of people where was the witch trial? Salem. Yeah. Salem, yeah, Massachusetts, Salem, that make Ouija boards. And they're like, authentic Ouija boards.
Yeah. From the source.
Really?
Straight from the source.
You fucking jackasses.
There's a lot of people
it's good to be skeptical because it keeps your money in your wallet.
Yeah, I think I might have believed in witches when I was younger because I wanted to cast some spells on people. You know, you're like, oh, I wish I could get my hand on some spells.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I'll get her.
Oh, here's
I
a
think
real...
that's the entirety of beliefs in general, though. Isn't that the entirety of beliefs is like you really just wish this was... I mean, I'm going to piss off anybody who's Christian at home right now, but like I think that the majority of the reason that people... still pray to God is because they just really wish, and I'm with you, I wish there was somebody just going like, I'm gonna fuck this person up for what they did. You know what I mean? Like, you wish, like, oh, that guy who spited me, I wish somebody was watching.
Karma police.
Saw what happened and was like, oh, I'm fucking wreck that dude's car.
Yeah.
Well, you wish it'd be that quick and obvious.
You were asking me earlier about...
Yeah, just in general, really.
You were asking me earlier about stories.
Yes,
I do have one more that
okay,
I just came up with. I went to...
just came up with it. Well, I mean, if we're just making up stories.
Yeah. If you had less than a 2.0 average at CSUN, you would have to leave. You would get kicked out for... Not suspended, but like you'd be out of there
with
for a while.
What's CSUN?
Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
So I had to go back to Pierce because I got a fail in... my only fail in my entire academic career.
Bowling? Was it bowling?
No, it was an 8 a.m. geology class that I just couldn't bring myself to go to. Except
what?
For the tests, which I did.
I got rocks outside
rocks.
My house.
It's rocks at 8 a.m. Go learn about them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, as soon as I found out it was optional, I was like...
You don't want to know about a nice rose quartz?
No, I'm
That's
good.
Too early for rocks.
You so anyways, I'm at Pierce, and these girls are in the back. First day of class, there's like this one girl and another girl who had like these like... tattoos like that look kind of like witchcrafty. So I sit right in front of them.
My kind
of
girl.
The witchcrafty was cute. You would have loved her.
Yeah.
So they have a drawn out Ouija board and they're using a hoop earring. They're playing with this in the back.
Oh,
Mitch.
Jesus.
and I was like, okay, so I'm going to sit right in front of these chicks. This is interesting. So I go, I sit down, I make myself comfortable. I get situated. I wait for them to stop talking for a second. I just turn around. I go, Ouija board, huh? And they're like, yep. And I go, who are you talking to? Ghost named Lance. And I go, okay. I go, can I ask him a question? I go, can he, like, make things happen? Or is it just going to give us information? I go, can you make this pen come off my hand, Lance? And she goes, Lance, can you make the pen go out of his hand? So I'm sitting there turning toward the back of the class yeah. with a pen in my hand. And I ask Lance to make it move. And the earring comes off the...
For real?
Yes. Well... They're holding it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it was them or not, but the earring went off towards me, and the guy in front of me's pen fell off of his fucking desk at that exact second. And he was definitely not a participant.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like he wasn't even part of this.
Did they scream?
No, I did. Like, they were expecting it to happen. So, like, that was another weird one. That was just like, because I did, like, I was holding the pen, and they were like, yeah, let's try it. And the guy right in front of me, his pen fell off the desk. I was like, that was weird.
I know, when pens fall out the desk, it's time to
Right when the earring went off the Ouija board.
So that's where weird. It's time to reevaluate everything you believed in.
Yeah, so
when
I did.
When pens start falling, it's mass chaos, dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria.
Well, hysteria. It was weird to me.
It was weird to me too, Brian.
Yeah. Thank you. So
was this Jersey girl playing on a Ouija board with hoops?
No, they were.
I want to talk to a ghost. By asking
Lance.
A question.
His name's Lance.
Now I wonder if Lance has a Camaro.
It's like
my
Jersey
girl
Shore.
Accent is terrible. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Oh, hey, I had a question about this rap thing. This is sort of maybe a. This thing is like a lot of the rap that I don't listen to a lot of rap, but. What I hear sort of third party. It's a lot of like bragging about the money and so on and so forth.
It's always been that way though.
Well, it seems like, yeah, it seems like it's gotten more popular. Maybe it has always been that way.
They brag about it before they even have it.
Well, this is what's interesting. I remember a friend of mine found a kid's rap notebook on Hollywood Boulevard. It looked like a 13-year-old had written it. Everything's misspelled and whatever have you. And now these rap lyrics about like, you know, bitches and hoes and money and whatever. And then he had, like, his business plan written out for, like, get his clothing label started, all this different stuff. And I just thought, like, that's got to be really rough to be, like, an up-and-coming rapper talking about your bitches and money when you got no bitches or money.
Yeah, you got to – it's like nothing succeeds like success. You got to, you know, act
– fake it till you make it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, right. Yeah.
That's a term I didn't hear until I moved – not moved, but when I visited Vegas, first weekend I visited Vegas, I heard – fake it till you make it 5 different times. And I was like, is that like the motto around here?
No, it's what stays in Vegas.
I actually wanted to be a rapper when I was in high school.
Oh.
Big time. Yeah. Especially when I was like 15.
Can you still freestyle? 16.
No, I had my own written raps.
Oh.
I've done them at Sardo's and shit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear one. We can hear one now.
Let's get a beat going.
That's a good time.
You're not very good at that. I'm going to have to acapella.
It sounded like trying to start one of those old airplanes.
Here's the sad part. I actually ended up in UCLA at Mardi Gras one time battling a bunch of like black dudes. And I was like, me and my friends were the only white guys there. We didn't even know what Mardi Gras was. And I did this particular rap about 30 times that night because I
boots,
was drunk.
Cats. Boots. Cats. Boots. Boots. Cats.
This is my only rap. You ready for
Let's
it?
Hear it? Yeah.
It's like five lines.
I was trying to give you a beat, but go ahead.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
You're in my palace, motherfucker. Bow down. I'm head of staff. I'm your king. You're my jester. I command you make me laugh. I'm laughing at your face, punk. I don't mean to diss, but subtract the B from bass, and that's what you can kiss. You want to beat me? Keep sleeping on that dream. I'm a 99-ton iceberg. You're a molecule of steam. So just step back and get the fuck out my face, because I'm the woofer. You're the tweeter. You're the treble. I'm the bass. I only got one line left. Remember, you've been warned. Just like a killer bee on your face, my lyric. Swarmed. My name was the Killer Bee, so that's why that makes sense.
I like that you used the word molecule.
Molecule
in
your- esteem.
In a rap. Yeah. It's an educated rap.
I felt like somewhere in there was the ingredients for ice.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
That's 99-100.
That's the hidden. That's the hidden message.
And you have to know how to spell bass. There's spelling involved.
Yeah, if you spell it B-A-S-E, they're like, what the fuck's he talking about?
Yeah, I did for a second go.
I saw you pondering that. Yeah, I was like, oh, she'll figure it out in a second.
Yeah, I did. I figured it out pretty quick.
See, then maybe change it to something largemouth bass. And then remove a letter. People will go, oh, right, because it still sounds like.
I like people to have to think about it.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Also, where would you put a largemouth bass in there?
It
just wouldn't fit.
In your face, right. All upside your face with a largemouth bass. Yeah, I'm with you.
Remove the B. That's what you can get.
The only thing I had left was, this was like part of the what do you believe in thing. And this is just something that people think about and nobody knows the answer to.
What?
And it's just kind of weird that we don't. And we're in this world. What happens, like, how could space go on forever? Like, there's no wall at the end. Like, how can anything go on forever, Mitch?
Okay.
He knows. This is great. Look, he's okay. Yeah. Well,
oh, can we also, do you guys believe in past lives?
I don't.
Well, I can answer both questions. Okay, so here, let's check it. Scientifically, and you can ask Neil deGrasse Tyson, you could have asked Carl Sagan back in the day, sniffle. Scientists will tell you that the atoms in your body form an unbroken line traced all the way back to the beginnings of the universe, if you will, which scientists now believe is not so much a beginning so much as it's like an undulating back and forth, like a expansion collapse, right? Let's supposing. This is all theories. I'm just saying, if you want an explanation.
How'd you like to have Mitch at 8 in the morning?
It's not fact. Yeah. I'm not saying this is facts. I'm just telling you this is like the best science has got so far.
The atheist right? love seat with Mitch.
All right. I like it. In philosophy, if you've done any studies of philosophy, when they talk about a deity, almost every religion has a deity, some of them polytheistic. But a deity, an eternal in philosophy, is defined by self-existing, self-maintaining, no beginning, no end. Right? The Ouroboros, the infinity symbol, things like this.
Right.
No beginning, no end, self-existing, self-maintaining. In essence, if an atom cannot be created nor destroyed, that would, in philosophical terms, be an eternal thing. So if you just considered, here I'm getting hippie, Mr. Meditation's going to love this. if all the atoms just always were, always will be, and are the self-existing, self-maintaining, then everyone is just... A trillion tiny little pieces of an eternal God, ergo, as is the universe, because the argument has to go, well, what's outside of the universe? How can something be outside of that? And if it just is everything, if everything always is, always was, and always will be, and just changing shapes, which would go with your past lives thing, then you'd have a scientific answer to all that.
So what happens when you get to the wall?
It would be no wall. There's just no. It's.
But then it just keeps going.
It is. It is everything. And well, but I mean,
I have a question.
We're only
that
human.
Makes me feel
it's
a
very
lot
difficult.
Less guilty about eating a brownie later for some reason.
Yeah, by all means. It makes it smaller. Here's a question. Okay. They say the universe is expanding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is it expanding on?
Okay. When they talk about the universe expanding, they're literally just talking about the space between various things. Because the idea between the Big Bang is that things just expanded outwards from a unified center.
But if the universe is expanding and getting bigger, what is it expanding onto other than the universe?
What was outside that center?
It's just basically moving. They're moving apart from each other.
Why did they kick Pluto out?
Because it wasn't...
Didn't have all the elements of a planet.
It didn't fit their definition of a planet by the current standards of what
we're talking about the unit. And why did they kick Pluto out?
It was controversial to call it a planet in the beginning.
Voted him off.
So that's what happened. It was controversial at the time that it was called a planet. People at the time were like, I don't really think that's a planet. But, like, we were all excited about space, and it was like, let them fucking have it. We'll go to the moon if we call it a fucking planet.
Right.
So we could get all excited, and Disney could create a character after it. And we all were like, yay, a new planet! And we got all excited about the space. So it's more controversial that it ever was a planet than it was
to
not be.
How come Pluto can't talk?
Like, I know, but Goofy can, planet. Right?
Oh, you're every talking about the dog. Every animal can talk in that except world, Pluto. Except for Pluto. He's like the dumb animal. Like,
there's an old sign, paw
maybe
language.
We don't know, but
he's
the
Mickey's
retard.
Pet.
Yeah, yeah. Once you become somebody's pet, you're kind of like a lower
you're
scale.
A pet. You gotta have.
He
a
probably
pet.
Gets less pay than the other.
Oh. Also, Disney got a lot of shit for making all the talking animals because kids would get upset that their animals weren't talking to them.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Well, let's give them a fucking animal that everybody has—a big dumb dog that just goes." Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Although I do remember seeing Pluto eat a whole stick of chaw. You ever see that one? And he just threw up everywhere. And you're
I didn't
like,
see
that's
that.
Not right for kids.
Have you ever noticed sometimes Goofy doesn't have ears? Like, yeah, there's a couple episodes where he's like a man. Sort of, and he's like walking.
I can do a half a second Goofy impression.
So can I. Let's see who does it better.
All right, all right.
And I don't do
you,
a good
you want to
one.
Go first? Or want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Okay. Pretty good.
Almost the exact same thing. So.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's about the same thing.
Do your,
I love how we were doing.
Yeah.
I thought Mitch was more the Goofy with no ears, and you were the Goofy with ears.
I like having ears.
I like how we were talking about past lives and the universe, and then we went to Goofy.
That was you with the Pluto comment.
Was that me?
Yeah.
We talked about
you don't even know you did the transition for us.
Oh, God, I know.
So the expanding, though, is more like the space between things. I'm not much of a scientist, so, I mean, they'll give you a better answer, but that's the basic
idea. So if the universe is 500 million light years across, like that's what
I know this. I know the question, and I know the answer, but go ahead.
No, give me the question.
You're going to ask yourself, how could we be further from one end to the other than we are the existence of the universe.
He knows. He's in my head, Brian.
Whoa.
Because, okay, for instance, if the
he
universe...
He has to be ready for all you meditation
I'm gonna get
types.
These, I'm going to get these numbers wrong.
What number is
but,
he thinking right now?
but like, if, for instance, if they were to say the universe is 500 million years old, and they just mean from the Big Bang, not so much the universe, but...
How
just,
old is the universe?
No, I'm talking about the size.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm just saying... For to answer your
tell
question.
Tell us, Mitch.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know everything. I don't even know that much of anything. This is just one of those subjects I like. One of the arguments is like, well, if the universe is, let's say, 500 million light years wide, and we're, as a planet, 750 million light years from...
Birth.
Alpha Centauri, or Betelgeuse, or... what's the really big one? I can't think of it. Anyway... how could that be possible? How could we be further in light years in time from any given object if the entire life of the universe is less time than it would to travel that distance? And the answer is because as everything expanded outwards, you get further distances than you would the time to travel them. You see what I'm saying? Like, if we stood in one spot and I walked 200 feet and you walked 200 feet, we both walked 200 feet, but now we're 400 feet away from each other. Mm. So it's that.
Bam. I have a show in Irvine at 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to wrap this up. You push... What are you doing? Are you plugging anything?
You pushing anything?
You pushing anything, dude?
If you want to hear more ramblings, every week I do a show, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're doing it on Tuesday this week, but...
But every Monday.
But every Monday at 7 p.m. I do a show called Straight Riffin. You can get that at riffin.net, R-I-F-F-I-N.net, and you can... find all our information on there for
Ro?
Following and such.
You can go to Ro Delagrazzi, R-O-D-E-L-L-E.
That's an awesome website. Someone must have really been creative.
Brian created my website. It's awesome.
Yeah. Monarchwebsites.com. You can go check RoDelagrazzi.com.
RoDelagrazzi.com. It's awesome.
If you can spell it, why don't you spell it, Ro?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a plug block I've ever seen.
RoDelagrazzi.com.
And can we hear her say New York one more time?
Oh, New York.
You gotta make that a dub so you could drop it in the future.
Yeah,
New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
What HBO shows can I look forward to for a season?
yeah, I only do shows that are canceled after the first season.
That's. I do want to real quick. What was that like, if you could sum it up quickly, to be part of a show that you were like, oh my God, I'm in the HBO family. It's going to, and then it just ends. Do you feel like somebody kicked your puppy? Or?
Yeah, it was like over before I could even get excited.
Oh,
before I could even be done working, you know.
Yeah. Sorry.
So were you pushing anything right now?
Yeah.
Plugging anything?
I'm at jasonlove.com. I got an easy name.
Yeah,
jasonlove.com.
Jason Love, the meditation type.
He meditates.
.com. And I've got, how about this? I've got a show on, when does this drop?
Is there like a floating, now. You doing the lotus thing? Like you're like this? Yeah. It's like floating in the center of the page?
That's right.
Welcome to the site.
I'm just me and the lotus flower.
Yeah, like,
because all that ever is and all that ever will be and all, okay. But on page, September 27th, at Movie Co., I have a show. It's a monthly show. That's the next one. It's okay, in Thousand Oaks. And that'll be Eric Schwartz and Andrew Norelli. And
oh, they're
myself.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
Wait, are you doing Tanya's show Thursday next
yes,
week?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
We're both going to be doing Tanya's show.
She's not going to throw anything at us.
Yeah, it won't be any throwing.
No
it's,
tomatoes.
I can't remember the name of the venue or where it's
at.
It's
the Palms. It's okay. In West Hollywood. It's a lesbian bar.
Yeah. I had a show there once. Yeah
it's
she
fun.
Said it.
Good
but
bar.
That was
good bar.
It's the oldest
you
lesbian
You can see both of us perform.
Yes. And
not throw anything at either of us.
Don't throw anything at us.
All right. That wraps up episode 14. 014, as I like
Woo!
To say.
Hooray!
Thank you guys for coming down. I really appreciate it. And we will... Oh, great. This thing's not starting at the right place as usual.
Dewey Overy.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So nice. Bad with the outro music.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bad.